Welcome to your cycling news on Friday, the 6th of February. Mats Pedersen will undergo surgery after crashing out of his first race of the 2026 season at Volta a la Comunidad Valenciana. The former world champion was forced to abandon the race due to injuries sustained in a crash, and medical staff have decided that he needs an operation to properly address the damage. Pedersen's team confirmed the procedure is necessary for his recovery and long-term performance, though details on the exact nature of the surgery and his expected return timeline have not been finalized. The focus now shifts to getting him back to full fitness rather than rushing his comeback. It's a setback early in the year for Pedersen, who had been targeting a strong start to his campaign. The cycling community will be watching his recovery closely, hoping he can return to competition later in the season once he's fully healed. Again in Spain, adverse weather conditions in Valencia forced organizers to make a rare decision for stage 2. Heavy rain and strong winds made the individual time trial unsafe and unfair for the general classification, so officials ruled that the times recorded in the stage will not count towards the overall standings. Riders still completed the course, but with the understanding that the effort wouldn't affect the GC leaderboard. The move was made to protect riders' safety and keep the competition fair, as the conditions varied significantly between early and late starters. While some racers expressed disappointment at losing a GC opportunity, most understood the decision given the extreme weather. The race will now continue with its remaining stages, and the general classification will be shaped by the remaining road stages rather than the cancelled results. We're going to New Zealand now for the New Zealand National Championships. Finn Fisher-Black successfully defended his elite men's time trial title, powering to back-to-back victories. Fisher-Black produced a strong, controlled ride against the clock to win again, using the motivation of national pride to push him over the challenging course. His performance underlines his growing strength against the clock and adds another national title to his palmarès. On the women's side, Ella Wiley claimed the elite title in the time trial, embracing both the pressure and the support behind her. Wiley said that having a family close and cheering for her really helped to calm her nerves and turn pressure into a positive force. Her winning ride demonstrated composure and clear focus, earning her a national jersey for the discipline. This was your cycling news for this Friday. Remember to tune in to our podcast on Wednesday and to our website sbs.com.au/sport for all your cycling needs.